She had some those old fashioned yams. They were good. And my mother used to beat them up, sort of like mashed potatoes, with sugar, maybe a little syrup or something in them. And she'd cook them in muffin rings. And they would be all black around the edge where all this sugar had come out. And they were good. And then take those candied yams and I don't know where she got it, but I'm sure she put some bourbon whiskey in it. And marshmallows, make a casserole. I can taste it now.
Well, when you say you're having potatoes, do you mean Irish potatoes or sweet potatoes or what? When you just say potatoes?
We usually say one or the other. Most of you, potatoes, without any description, whether they're Irish or sweet potatoes, you think that just the potato name is mostly the Irish potato.
And what about that, like if they made soups when you were a child or even now, if they made a vegetable soup, what would they put in something like that? And just kind of
everything but the kitchen stove, practically. Beans, tomatoes, potatoes, Irish potatoes, peas, garter peas, any of those kind of peas. Some people put a few black-eyed peas in them. My wife makes that in a bowl about that big around down in Houston. And we bring that stuff up in ice chests with buckets of ice in the ice chest. Transfer from one deep freeze to the other when I get ready to cook me, have a meal, I can go in there and just thaw some of that out and make it, cook it, just warm it up. We got a black gal down there that helps them. They make the best stuff you ever saw, and they make spaghetti, and we freeze that. Use little coffee cans, put ice cubes in, and then cover it with water and freeze it. Deep freeze, and it'll go from here to Houston 80 miles and never even hardly thaw out. Maybe a little bit of thawing around the top. Take it back in the ice box, the deep freeze, and refreeze it.
Well, did you ever put anything like okra or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, okra. We love okra in every form, and some of that goes in there.
I didn't know if you grew
that. As I say, Ruth can find the way of vegetables she puts in vegetable soup. The thicker, the better.
What kind of onions do you grow around
here? they grow, some people, I don't like raw onions. I like any kind of cooked onion. But they have the shallots and then the big onions. And we had a friend down the valley, the Texas Valley, that grew these big onions that big around, big white onions, just sweet as they could be. And the price of onions went up so much that his farmer wouldn't let them get big. He'd get them when they're about that big around. They're not near as good as the big ones.